Cash Road.
What's the small, what would you use to make a horse go faster?
Quirt.
Mm-hmm. And a larger one that a lion tamer might use is called?
I don't know.
Indiana Jones had one of these. Yeah. He was cracking it.
Oh, yeah. Whip, I guess.
Yep. something that you use in your backyard to carry dirt around in is called a
wheelbarrow.
Uh-huh. And one of those bags that is made out of a coarse, fibrous material is called
gunny sack.
Uh-huh. And are there other words for gunny sack?
No.
Okay. A boat with oars is called
rowboat.
Uh-huh. And something that you hold in your hand to sharpen a knife is called
knife sharpener.
Okay. If you had a bigger one to sharpen an axe, what would you call it?
Grinding stone of some kind.
Okay. This one you may or may not know. It's hard to tell you. It's a frame that has two pieces like this connected by boards. So you can put a log across the top of this, and you can saw the log in half. What do you call that?
Oh, no. I'm not into logging.
I should draw little pictures of these things.
You want a pencil?
You mean it?
All right, it has crossbars.
Yeah, it has two crossbars connected by rails so that they can stand up. So two crossbars that can stand up, and you put the log across, you lay it across the two X's. And you can saw the log in half.
A-frame? No.
Well, it's an X-frame, but
an X-frame.
There are other words for it that you don't know any.
Uh-uh.
Okay, ever heard of a sawbuck?
Uh-uh.
Okay, but you did get A-frame. Have you seen an A-frame before?
Yeah, I've seen an A-frame.
Is that what you
We've
call
never
it?
Had one.
Okay. How about the buildings that are around, you know, they're not the main building on a ranch or a farm, but they're just little buildings around.
Kind of outhouses. Well, no, I guess that would sound like a
Well, that's possible. I mean, you would, in the old days, you would call them outhouses,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, that's
You'd
fine.
Refer to it over in the outhouse.
Mm-hmm. A little wall that might be used by a farmer or a sheep rancher to separate his property from somebody else's would be what kind of wall? A little tiny wall sometimes, but there's a lot of them in England.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. We don't have those in this country.
Nuh-uh.
Well, I should know that.
Oh, it's okay. Don't worry about it. If you think of it. To prepare the ground for farming, you would use what?
Plow.
Mm-hmm. Are there other types of machines that you would need to prepare the ground?
Oh, yeah. After you plow it and then you disc it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's about all. And then
The thing that used to smooth out the ground is called
a blade. that's a street machinery. They smooth out the pavement with it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But I don't know what you call them.
How about a harrow?
Yeah, a harrow.
Okay.
Is that what you use to smooth it out? That's a harrow?
Well, that's what I
know.
I'm not a farmer, so I have to look this up. But
exactly what each piece does.
A harrow pulverizes and smooths the soil in farming. Evidently.
Okay. Because we once in a while have them come and this 1 acre here that we try to grow grass on it, he'll have it, is it disced? Or I guess it's disced.
Yeah, I've heard that. Now, have you ever heard of a gee whiz?
No.
Nobody has.
See, there's slang.
Colorado slang, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.